most of us think confidence comes from compliments, achievements, money, beauty, or success. But what happens when all of that disappears? Wagwan, 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 what's up, what's up? How you feeling? Are you feeling Gucci? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. my name is Awina Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast, and this is episode 167. And how are you feeling, by the way? How are you feeling? Are you gwan? I wanted to put something across. If you want to be part of what your unspoken story, the series, send in your... I tend to leave at the description, the Google form link on the description of every episode. Check that. Some people will DM me and I tell them, yeah, check that. And then I'll get back to you because I'm supposed to be shooting this coming week. So yeah, make sure you do that. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about how to develop unshakable confidence. You know, there's confidence and then there's unshakable confidence. Because I think that because most of us think confidence comes from compliments, achievements, money, beauty, or success. But what happens when all of that disappears? So today we are talking about developing unshakable confidence. The kind that isn't built on circumstances, but on knowing exactly who you are. So confidence starts with self-awareness. And I love talking about confidence. If you've listened to this podcast for a while now, you know there are a lot of episodes on confidence of this podcast, and I've broken down confidence. There's different levels. If there's something I think I've talked about a lot on this podcast, is confidence and self-love, because there's different levels to that. You have to like do the inner work, you gotta do the shadow work, because most people don't know themselves. They only know the version other people see. Are you able to identify patterns in your life? What situations bring out your best? What situations make you shrink? Because your habits reveal your character more than your intentions. Your habits reveal your character more than your intentions. For example, if every time you're criticized, you shut down, that's a pattern. If you constantly seek validation before making decisions, that's a pattern too. So ask yourself, who am I when nobody is watching, man? Who are you when nobody is watching? And you have to really understand your values. Understand your values for you to answer that question. You need to really understand your values. What behaviors make you proud of yourself? What would I stand for even if it cost me? You need to know your patterns, because your patterns reveal your character. Your pattern reveal your character. So, and knowing your values, because your values become your internal because people with strong values make decisions faster because they know what's non-negotiable. Also, another way for you to develop unshakable confidence is understanding your emotional triggers. What triggers you emotionally? Confidence isn't pretending emotions don't exist. And if you listened to my previous episode, actually I'll prefer you listen to episode 166 and then listen to this episode, because I think they go concurrently. I was actually inspired, this topic was inspired from the topic from last week's episode, because understanding your emotional triggers will help you a lot. you understand yourself. It means you know what triggers you emotionally. It means you're actually emotionally intelligent. So you need to understand what makes you fulfilled, what makes you jealous, because jealousy isn't always ugly. It can point to something you secretly desire, and this is something I had Mel Robbins say the first time when I was listening to her podcast. She said something and it completely changed my mindset. She said, focus on jealousy, bro. I know it's crazy. She said, like, no, focus on where your jealousy is going. Who are you jealous of? Study their life. That is something, it is leading you to who you're meant to be. Jealousy is actually a compass. It's leading you to who you're meant to be. If you're jealous of something, it means that is something you secretly desire. If you're jealous of something, of someone, is like, that is someone you secretly desire to be like. So study who you're jealous of and study them and study what they do. Okay? And what makes you feel defensive? What makes you feel ashamed? You need to know that, because sometimes the people we envy are showing us the life we are afraid to admit we want. Sometimes the people we envy are showing us the life we are afraid to admit we want. Another way to develop unshakable confidence is put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations, because confidence grows through evidence, not affirmations. I'm sorry. I also love affirmations, but yeah, it's true. If there's something you've been wanting to do and you're still putting it off, are we still in our comfort zone? Are we still doing that? In this economy, Ruto, you're still in your comfort zone. By this time, you're still sleeping. Who knows that meme? By this time, you're still in your comfort zone. Are you serious? In this economy? So be courageous enough to go for the things that scare you. That's how you build unshakable confidence, because courage comes first and then confidence comes later. So start with courage. Start. Do whatever you want to do now, today. Put yourself in those uncomfortable situations. And one thing about the comfort zone, about putting yourself out of your comfort zone, there's always results. It always yields the best results. Just try it. You all know that. You know that's the truth. No cap. Another way to develop unshakable confidence is separate your identity from your achievements. Separate who you are from what you do and what you have. There's an episode. my episodes actually go concurrently. That's why when I bump into someone today and they like want to listen to my podcast, I usually just tell them, do you have the patience? Do you have the time, please? Because if you do, I'll prefer you start listening from episode one, because it's like a series. Things build up. Things are building up. There's an episode I shot this year. I asked, who are you when you remove your job? When you remove your name and I don't know what? Who are you beyond that? Do you know who you are beyond your career? Do you know who you are beyond your achievements? Mm-hmm. Who are you? There's a question. There's an episode I started with that question. Just you'll find it somewhere. So ask yourself, if I lost my job tomorrow, who am I? If social media disappeared, who would I be? Your job, your relationship, your possessions, your followers. These are things you have, not who you are. These are things you have, not who you are. Your identity should be built on qualities like kindness, honesty, discipline, resilience. Because it's who you are, not who you are as a result of other people. Are you getting me? Because ask yourself, if I were to lose everything tomorrow, if I were to lose everything today, what qualities will still define me? Compare your actions with your self-image. Would I still be a compassionate person? Would I still be creative? If social media went away, especially me as a creative, if social media disappeared today, would I still be a creative? I definitely will. Would you still be hardworking? Would you still be hopeful? These are things no one can take from you. So it requires you to know yourself, because these are things that are in you. Another way to develop unshakable confidence is to make your actions match your self-image. Compare your actions with your self-image, because confidence grows when your actions align with who you say you are. If you say I'm kind, then be kind. Don't choose when to be kind. Always be kind. Don't be kind when it's only convenient. Be kind when it's inconvenient. When you say I'm an honest person, tell the truth. Even when it's uncomfortable. Even when it doesn't serve you. Because every kept promise to yourself builds self-trust. And self-trust is the foundation of confidence. Once you trust yourself, once you've built your self-trust, no one can tell you shit. No one can come to your face and say, this is not a kind person, because you know, bruh, what are you saying? No one can come and say, no, this girl is not an honest person. No. I know I'm an honest person. I know who I am, because my actions match my self-image. And we need to remember that confidence isn't perfection. Many people think, I'll be confident when I lose weight. I'll be confident when I get that dream body of mine. I'll be confident when I earn more money. I'll be confident when I become successful. Challenge this mindset, because real confidence says, I'm still growing, but I'm already enough to take the next step. It's not about perfection. It's a process. So ask yourself these questions. What are my top five values? Write them down. What are my top five values? Write them down. And these are things you're going to have to live by. And practice them every day. Ask yourself, what situations trigger me the most? These are like journal prompts. I need to write my own journal prompts on this. So, what situations trigger me the most? What are my top five values? What qualities define me beyond my achievements? Am I just a multi-award-winning podcaster? What qualities define me beyond my achievements? What difficult conversation or challenge have I been avoiding? Heavy on difficult conversations. What promise can I make to myself this week and actually keep? Ask yourself that. And what patterns keep showing up in my life? I remember, like I said on the previous episode, you need to develop pattern recognition. Pattern recognition is like one of the highest forms of intelligence. Please listen to my previous episode. That episode is like, it's a gold mine on how to learn how to be emotionally intelligent. So, as we close off, what makes someone truly confident? What makes someone truly confident? It's not money, beauty, popularity, or success. I think it's self-awareness, self-trust, and living in alignment with your values. Because the strongest confidence isn't loud. It's rooted in knowing exactly who you are, even when everything around you changes.